Welcome to OES Radio. I'm here with Stephen Greiner, who's on the line from Dominica. Stephen is the head of the OES Observer Mission for the 2009 general elections in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Hi, Stephen. So what's happening on the ground this morning? How are things here in Dominica?
Well, you know, there's a lot of expectation and, you know, a lot of enthusiasm about this election during the whole campaign period. And so what my observers have seen so far is that people are getting out and voting. We're looking at, right now, I would estimate that roughly a third of the people who are registered to vote have voted. Of course, we still have more than 5 hours left in the election, so in election day. So I suspect that in the afternoon we'll get another wave of people. Very orderly. I think all the polling stations opened on time. Most of the presiding officers and the poll clerks actually worked in the elections before. So here in Dominica, really, there's a history of elections, and people know where to vote, they know how to vote, and then people know how to run the elections. So far, so good, Kern.
And what about in the lead-up to the elections? There were reports coming in that there may have been some problems in some of the voting constituencies as far as registration and that kind of stuff. Did any reports come to you on those matters?
Yes, we did. You know, we met with all the political parties, and of course, many of them expressed that very concern. Here in Dominica, there is no identification card, unlike other countries in the Caribbean, and I think that's a source of some anxiety for a lot of people. However, this is a small community. People do know each other, and the party agents, presiding officers, could probably identify any voter who walked through the door before the voter could even say his or her name. But certainly there are a number of recommendations that this OAS mission can make at the conclusion of the election. But what we're trying to do now, despite the concerns regarding registration, is focus on today and really to urge all Dominicans to get out and exercise their franchise.
Stephen, where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Roseau Central.
You are.
I just came in. I'm in our headquarters right now. I just came out and came in from observing, and I've been able to cover all of the polling stations in the constituency of Roseau Central.
And what's activity like at the OAS mission station in Dominica?
Well, we're very busy receiving calls from our observers. We have 16 observers. We're covering all 21 constituencies, all 249 polling stations. We're in constant contact with our observers. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to give a press conference and let the media and the Dominican public know that things are going well so far.
And what about timeline once the polling stations close this evening? What is to happen as far as the vote count and maybe having an official announcement of a possible winner?
Well, the polls here close at 5 p.m., and then they'll count the preliminary count will take place at the polling stations with the presiding officers, in the presence of the party agents and the public. I estimate that will take 1.5, maybe 2 hours. And at about probably, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, we'll know the preliminary results. Tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., the returning officers will be counting the votes once again. And that's, of course, the final and official account. So then they'll be certifying the results tomorrow. Assuming, of course, that it all goes as planned, and so far it looks like all is going as planned.
And how long does the mission actually stay in Dominica?
Well, we're staying until the certification of the results. We're going to stay until the end. Right now I have a flight that leaves on Monday. If there's a need for me to stay for longer, I'm going to stay longer. And I have a small team that's going to stay with me until Monday at least, if not longer.
All right, Stephen, maybe I can catch up with you later on this evening once the polls are closed so you can give me an idea of what's happening.
It'd be a pleasure.
All right, Stephen. That was Stephen Greiner calling from Dominica. Stephen is the head of the OAS Observer Mission for the 2009 general elections in Dominica. Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kern. Take care.